Hello and thank you for coming. My name is Winona LaDuke. I'm the political director of the Honor the Earth Tour. I'm from the White Earth Reservation in northern Minnesota, and I'm the environmental program director for the Seventh Generation Fund. The tour is really about a couple of things in general. That is that people have a right to have a voice about public policy. That we believe that public policy should not be made only by people in Washington without any acknowledgement of the rest of us. And as well, it is to draw attention to these issues that are sometimes considered local issues, particularly those in the Native community, but yet are really very much national issues. And as Emily said, the main focus this year has been this Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 1997. And the bill has gone through the Senate, has passed the Senate. The Senate Bill 104 is in the House, as House of Representatives Bill 1270. And I refer to it almost as self-legislation. And that the bill goes through and nobody knows about it, but yet it impacts the vast majority of American people to a great extent. And that is kind of the question that we have to ask about it. When you look into the bill, you find what the bill talks about is moving the nuclear waste. We know that the state of Montana doesn't have nuclear power plants, but yet your senators and your representatives vote on the bill. The Nuclear Waste Policy Act is going to take the nuclear waste from the nuclear power plants in the United States and move it to Yucca Mountain. Many of you know about that. The state of Nevada has opposed it, and the Western Shoshone Nation has opposed it. And it's going to move all that there as a temporary waste storage site. What is so frightening about the bill is that a lot of the senators and a lot of the people are, you know, talk about it as not in my backyard. You know, I don't want that nuclear waste here. You know, we just want to get it out of here. But nobody talks about the fact that, first of all, it's not creating one site, it's just creating another waste site, because you're still going to have waste on your present site, you know, at your present nuclear reactor. It doesn't talk about decommissioning. Another thing that is not spoken about is that how you move that waste is that you move that waste on America's highways and on America's railways. And so you have between 30,000 and 90,000 shipments over the next 30 years of nuclear waste on major interstates and on major railways. That is within a half mile of 50 million Americans. That we consider to be a major public health hazard that actually most Americans should have some interest in. Each shipment at present is proposed to have the equivalent of 200 Hiroshima bombs in it, the equivalent of that much radiation. Now, you know, I live in a rural area, not unlike this. The question I have is kind of like, is your local fire department ready if a cask falls off? You know, that is a question that is not even being discussed in it. Through 43 states, within a half mile, 50 million Americans. The proposal is that at present they're predicting one in 343 shipments might have an accident. I mean, that is the present rate of accidents with this kind of shipment, if they have it. There's also the larger public health question of increasing the radiation standards for most Americans that the bill will do, so that it would be a much higher chance of getting some kind of cancer. So we're both opposing the bill, and we are also saying that the solution is to look at alternatives. A question we have, this is about your tax dollars. You know, you and I as ratepayers and as taxpayers pay for the nuclear waste transport, and we pay for the proposed nuclear waste storage facility. Gets the liability on our hands off of these utilities' hands. It also is a question of that, you know, you and my tax dollars have paid for the nuclear industry. Heavily subsidized, $97 billion worth of subsidies over the past 40 years for nuclear energy. We paid for the entire, you know, underwriting this industry. And the question that I kind of have is, you know, what would have happened? It hogged 65% of all federal funding that went to energy research, went to nuclear energy. Now, what would have happened if they invested that 65% in wind energy or in some kind of alternative? So we aren't just saying no. We're saying there are alternatives, and that this is something that endangers most people, and that our concern is that American people have a right to know, and that Congress and representatives should be accountable. That very much is similar to the issues that we face here in Montana. I'm going to ask Rosalie Little Thunder to talk about the issue which really compelled us to come here to Montana at this time, which is the Buffalo flood. I can move on. We'll be